Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, Jesse Buckley first appeared on TV screens in 2008 as a contestant on the UK TV talent show I'd Do Anything, in which she came second. Obviously, she's travelled some distance since then, so how many hopefuls have made a similar transition? Orla Condon is the host of Pod Save Us. Good afternoon, Orla.
Hi, how are you?
I imagine the vast majority of people who go on reality television, they go on for 6 or 8 or 12 weeks or whatever it is, and then you never hear from them again.
Yeah, I mean, definitely in recent years, we've seen so many people, new faces peddled through different reality shows, and they've somewhat faded into obscurity after kind of a year or 2 years. But Jesse Buckley, what a rise this has been. And it's lovely actually seeing this throwback to this reality TV start that she had back in 2006 now as she's accepting Golden Globes and looking as a really strong favourite for the Oscars as well.
Yeah, I wonder though, because she did that, but she went to drama school. So, you know, I know people are kind of painting it as a narrative of it was, you know, it was I'd Do Anything and then it was straight into stage and screen and all that stuff. But she kind of stopped doing it and said, no, I want to give myself a bit more training.
Yeah.
So you wonder if one has to do with the other at all.
Yeah, and this was a bold move from her. Like, to paint the picture, this was 2006. She was 17 years of age, coming from Killarney to audition for this BBC reality show, looking for the Nancy on the West End revival of Oliver. She came second to Jodie Prenger, who has gone on to star on Coronation Street. Many people might be familiar with her from there. And she was actually such a favourite with the judges. And I remember watching the show at the time. I was a big musical theatre fan, loved this kind of reality TV space that we found ourselves in. And she was such a favourite with the judges at the time, Andrew Lloyd Webber and the likes, that Cameron McIntosh actually offered her the understudy position, that she would be there in the wings, that if Jodie wasn't performing, she could take the leading role. And bravely, she turned it down and went off to study in RADA and kind of develop her skill further. But at 17 years of age, you would think, you know, this could be a great opportunity. I should probably go for it. And she made the brave decision not to take that chance and to kind of focus on the craft and go away and work and build up the career that way. And yes, it might have taken a few years before we kind of saw her on bigger productions or on bigger stage shows. But boy, has she gotten there. And what a great decision that was for her to not kind of pen herself in like that and to really go and develop the skill.
Yeah, it was a very mature decision, you'd say.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
She has been on the West End. She was in Cabaret, wasn't she?
She was in Cabaret in 2021 and that won her an Olivier Award. So that was obviously very recent, you know, the biggest accolade you could win in it for a West End show like that, and got huge, phenomenal praise for that role. So, yeah, absolutely has come on so far since she started on the show back in 2006. So, yeah, just really nice to see her now. I mean, there's been loads of footage throughout the week of people in Killarney celebrating the nomination and now the win at the Golden Globes. So to just think of her being a regular teenager in secondary school applying for this, and now she's Olivier Award winning, Golden Globe winning, and potentially more as the months roll on over the next few.
Yeah. Now, at the same time, she had talent. She could sing, she could act, or, you know, so, you know, there's reality TV shows and reality TV shows. Now, so you could be a person who is successful on a reality TV show, but really all you've got looking forward to is more reality TV. Now, Maura Higgins, in fairness to her, she's been brilliant at it, but that's really her shtick now, was it?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I mean, for many people, I'd Do Anything on BBC is probably unfamiliar to them. They might not remember that series. So Jessie wasn't kind of, I guess, chained to a kind of a narrative of a show for too long. Maura Higgins is a good example of someone who was chained to a huge brand in the Love Island series. She was obviously a big star that season. She really made her impact in 2019. But honestly, when those pictures surfaced earlier this week of her on the red carpet at the Golden Globes, I mean, Molly May is obviously another big star to come out of reality TV. She's socially, kind of on social platforms, has a larger following. But as a personality, Maura Higgins is arguably one of the biggest stars to come out of Love Island globally, especially when you consider the US stage that she now has. She's currently starring on The Traitors in the US, the celebrity version of the show over there, going down hugely well. She is not a side character by any means. She is a well-known name for most reality TV fans, for sure, in the US, but also just generally kind of TV watchers. Seeing her at the Golden Globes was probably not what we expected when she walked through the doors of the villa as a bombshell. What was that, 6 years ago, 7 years ago nearly? Huge growth there in her career also.
Yeah, but where can she go next?
I mean, she's got a successful modelling career. She's doing a lot of presenting gigs. She was hosting on the Love Island US series for a number of years. Her doors, I would say, are quite wide open. She's extremely popular in America. Again, like I said, coming off really well on The Traitors, which is a hugely popular series over there as it is here. So I would say the world is her oyster. Certainly showing up at the red carpet of the Golden Globes is a statement that she is one of the big stars of The Traitors at the minute and a face that they wanted to put out there for fans to see. So super exciting to see this girl from Longford with an accent that many people watching Love Island in the day couldn't understand, now being such a global personality.
Has she changed the accent so Americans can understand it?
No, and I love this because I remember when Cheryl Cole was hired for the X Factor in the US, and there was all that story about them not understanding her accent and her going to dialect coaches, and I feared that we would lose Maura Higgins's just real colloquialism, and we haven't. She is absolutely still the exact same girl that we met on Love Island, and it's very funny actually watching some of the clips of The Traitors, her talking to some major household names from the US and then hearing that Longford accent come out. It's really nice to see that kind of representation.
Okay, well, fair juice for that she has hung on to it. And people might forget Jennifer Zamparelli. That's where she started as well, on The Apprentice.
Never forget, guys, season 4 of The Apprentice. She was called the Ice Maiden on The Apprentice. She was the baddie that season. Made it all the way to week 7, I believe. And it's just so disconnected from the character that we know now, obviously hosting major shows on the radio, just a household name in Ireland. But yeah, that's where she got her beginnings in 2008 on The Apprentice UK, going into the boardroom to meet Alan Sugar.
Yeah, I can't remember any of that. Do you know what kind of businesses she was? Because, you know, you go on that pretending you want to be an entrepreneur, but maybe she didn't want to be at all.
I mean, look, this was season 4, so there was still a little bit of integrity in the businesses that were going in. I mean, now we've lost some of that. It's more character driven. But I can't remember her business, but I remember the fierce bob that she had. She had a real sharp bob on the show. And I remember the kind of the media around her was very much painting her as the kind of baddie of the season. And I can't remember any moments where she really lived up to that hype, but that was certainly how she was portrayed. So again, just very different from the kind of comedic relief that we know her as now across so many different platforms.
Yeah. Now, on in terms of the talent shows, now obviously we have talked about Jessie has genuine talent, wasn't a challenge show. Jennifer Hudson, in fairness, would be in the same category.
Yeah, absolutely. Came from American Idol in 2004. So again, very early days of that series. She didn't even win her season. She came 7th. So wasn't even close to that kind of finale episode. But again, to see her now, she is an EGOT winner. She's won the Emmy, the Grammy, the Oscar and the Tony. Her Oscar, obviously, for her work in Dreamgirls. She has her own daytime TV show now. Very much, again, a household name that has kind of somewhat, you know, disconnected from her reality TV beginnings. But yeah, another massive name with genuine talent that went on to have a really successful career.
And John Hamm was in a dating show. This is the fella from Mad Men.
This is a funny one, isn't it? I was looking for some kind of novelty one, so this was the one that jumped out at me. In 1996, John Hamm, a man I'd say wasn't hard for offers of dates, went on the show The Big Date, which was a 90s dating show. Shockingly to many who might have watched Mad Men and know Don Draper and the Lothario that he was rejected by the lady on The Big Date, so he didn't get too far, very different from his character again on Mad Men. But just funny to look back at these kind of moments that are kind of in the archives, that probably some of them wish had probably been deleted from YouTube at this point.
Yeah, she's probably sorry now. Thanks a million, Orla, for talking to us today. That was Orla Condon there, host of the Pod Save Us.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.